afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Suzy Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Really glad you tuned in, and a very happy Thursday to you. Well, if you've been listening often enough, we've been doing this for the last couple of months. Second hour of Live the Promise on Thursdays is called Talk to Me Thursday, and I'm going to be honest, I'm not going to lie. My stomach kind of gets in a little bit of a knot every Thursday second hour because I'm afraid you're not going to call, so I'm going to be a little insecure, ask you, call me out of pity if you need to. Matt, you're ready to jump in for me?
We'll try.
Okay. So this is my question. I should be really bold because every time we've done this, we've gotten so many calls and it's been absolutely awesome. But this is the thing. We purposely don't book a guest because we want you to be the guest. And the question today is, what advice do you have for the person who's in the not yet season? And maybe you're the person in the not yet season, and I want to talk with you and encourage you. But how do, maybe you've been through the not yet season where you know that the place between the promise and the breakthrough where you're just waiting for the breakthrough. How do you keep perspective? How do you keep the faith? How do you stay patient and practice patient endurance? What did you tell yourself? Or maybe there was a song that helped you. Give me a call, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. Jeannie Owens has been stuck in traffic, singer-songwriter friend. She'll be here in just a little bit just to join us and to kind of talk back and forth as we wait for your calls. But or maybe you're in the not yet and you're weary in well-doing. I would love to hear from you as well so I can stand with you and pray with you. 877-933-2484. But you sometimes just wonder, you know, you plant the seeds, you wait for the harvest, and you wonder, will I ever see the fruit of this prayer? Will I ever see the result of my efforts? It seems like my faith has made no difference at all. And you know what? Scripture does call us to keep praying, to pray and keep praying, to believe and keep believing, to speak life and keep speaking life. But eventually we want to see that sprout come through the ground, right? And there's something in all of us that after we've exerted an amount of effort, whether it's in prayer or planting seeds, sowing, you know, we want to see. And we may even feel like, oh, I feel like you owe me, God. And that's a tough one, isn't it? But we feel that way. And we all have that place in us where if we're pushed far enough, we got that little card in the back pocket where we pull it out and we remind God what we've done. And that's this is something that needs to be addressed in all of us because God doesn't owe us anything. And when we start to sow, we start to pray, we start to give in a way that makes us think that the math should work. If I do this, God needs, he's obligated to do this. We'll get to a place of utter disappointment because God won't jump through our hoops. He doesn't really respond to our formulas. He is God Most High. And even Job got there, you know?
I think part of what we struggle with as a culture is that way, like we were talking last hour with Dr. Linda, mm-hmm. about how everything has been told, you're the greatest, you're the best, you're going to do this, and we then take that same attitude towards God, and it should be the completely opposite way.
That's really a good point, that we, aren't I good? Look at all I've done, and I should be rewarded quickly, and I shouldn't have to wait for it. We're not used to waiting for the harvest, but the harvest takes time.
It takes at least 11 months, 10 months, indeed. 9 months, depending on what it is. I mean, you look at a lot of where our stations are around here. You go to Fargo and Sioux Falls and Madison around there, there's a lot of farmers, and they'll tell you all about how much work they have to put in just to be able to harvest some of the corn and the grain and the beans that they have out in their fields.
And that's a really good point. And there's that invisible season. You do the work, the seed goes underground, and you've got to wait. And I want you to think again about Job, because Job was a righteous man, and his friends, you know, came alongside and tried to give him all kinds of advice. But he was pushed far enough then when he started to bring his case before God, and he invites us to do that. But his case was his goodness, and it was God who said, were you there? Well, you know, when I told the land where to end and the water to begin, were you there when I put the stars in place? And Job really finally got to a place where he said, surely I spoke of things too wonderful for me. And we have to get to that place, even in our waiting, that we're waiting on God's terms, that we serve on God's terms. He is a good God. And the Bible says he withholds no good thing from us. But we've got to be humble enough. We've got to know what patient endurance looks like. What were you going to say, Matt? Nothing, he said. He's nodding because he agrees with me. I think we've got Ginny ready to come on in studio. So here's the question. And tell me if I need to ask a better question. I see a couple calls coming in, but I have the feeling you've got some good advice for somebody who's weary in the waiting. You know, I'm in the not yet. I believe with all my heart I'm going to see physical healing. I feel like I'm on the road to recovery. It's not gone as fast as I'd hoped, but I have a history with God. I know he is who he says he is. I know he's the God of the breakthrough. But I'm finally at a place now, not only where I thank God in the battle, but I can actually thank him for the battle because I'm better for it. I'm better for it. I know it. And so I know you've been through enough to where you can say that you've got advice for somebody who's in the battle. Are we ready, Matt, to take a call or do you need a minute here? Let's take a caller on one. I don't have a name yet. Lisa, checking in from Madison. Hey, Lisa, how are you today?
Hey, Susie, good.
Good. So either I'm asking, do you have advice for somebody in the not yet, or are you finding yourself in the not yet?
You know, in certain ways of my life, I'm always in the not yet. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I'm thinking about the waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite scriptures is, two of them. One is Job, I know that my Redeemer lives, and in the end I will stand upon the earth.
Indeed. Love that.
Yeah, and then the other one is Abraham, against all hope, believed, even though he saw his body was as good as dead.
Fantastic.
And so for me, I just take, you know, even if your circumstances, you're looking at them, they're like as good as dead, yet God made a promise, and it's about waiting and being firm in that faith. You know, that goes on to say Abraham was strengthened in his faith. Gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he had promised.
Yeah. I love that, Lisa.
Well, he drew that into me. Yeah. Thank you, Susie.
Well, he looked at his circumstances, so he didn't look away. He didn't deny that they existed. He acknowledged them, but he said, that's true. But truer still is God's promise, and he will come through for me. And we all have to get to a point like that where even if things don't feel true and our circumstances seem to fly in the face of God's promises, just like you're saying, Lisa, to anchor ourselves to God's promises. Wow, I appreciate your call. Thanks so much for calling today.
Yeah, you take care. Thank you.
God bless you. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. I want you to play Be Thou My Vision, if you would, by Ginny Owens. I'm going to get her hooked up. She just got in the studio. Doug, I see your call. We'll get you in a minute. But we're going to play Be Thou My Vision by Ginny Owens, and I'm going to get her mic, everything set up. And bless her heart, she's navigated through traffic. Let's listen in, and I'll give her a proper introduction. Singer-songwriter Ginny Owens, my precious friend. She's in studio with us. I'm going to give her a proper introduction in a moment. It is Talk to Me Thursday, and the question is, how do you keep perspective in the not yet? Doug's checking in from Minneapolis. Doug, how are you today?
I'm good. Good. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. So either you're in a waiting season or you've got advice for somebody who is. What do you say?
I'd say I'm in the waiting season. And I'd say if there's any kind of advice would be to be obviously patient and continue to ask God for direction. And he has done that for me, for sure. Mm. And especially now, I'm 73 now, and I retired at the end or middle of November last year. And I moved from my, well, I was married. Let me see, I'll back up. We were married, my wife and I were married in 1987. She had a lot of medical issues, but died in 2004.
Wow.
I stayed with her church for a while, but then I switched to about three different churches. But the church I'm now in has been such a blessing for me in many ways. So I've got two things I would like from God is to find a woman that I could have a relationship with that would end in marriage. And I've also got a physical physical problem I've got to deal with.
Okay, I'm going to pray for you, Doug, all right, before I give Jenny, my friend, an introduction. Lord, I just pray for Doug that you'd continue to heal his heart from all that he's walked through. And Lord, I pray that you would tend to the desires of his heart. I pray you draw him near and your word would come alive to him. Pray you'd heal him in mind, body, spirit. Heal him physically. And we thank you, God, that you do make all things new. And I pray you'd restore everything that the locust has eaten in his life, Lord. Thank you for Doug and for his call. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And where's the time gone, dear Matt? We've got to pause here and take our quarter hour break. When we come back, I'm going to introduce my friend Jenny Owens, Christian music singer-songwriter. We'll play a couple of her songs. It is Talk to Me Thursday, and the question is, how do you keep perspective in the not yet? What helps you? Is there a particular song that you hang on to, scripture that you anchor yourself to? Because somebody needs to hear what you have to say. And when we come back, we'll hear from my friend Jenny Owens. Back in a minute. Tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is of The Promise. Today it is Talk to Me Thursday, so I'd love to hear from you. What do you do in the not yet? What do you do to keep the faith, to keep perspective, to keep on keeping on? Maybe there's a song that blesses you, a verse you hang on to, some self-talk where you say, God's been good, he's going to be good again. The reason I want to know is because lots and lots of people are in the not yet. Love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. So honored and blessed to have my friend Jenny Owens in studio with me today. She's going to pop over to the FM studio after our show and do another interview with Keith Stevens. So it's so good to have her with us. Let me introduce you to her and we'll have a conversation around this topic. Jenny Owens is a contemporary Christian music singer-songwriter. In 2005, Jenny started a nonprofit organization called the Fingerprint Initiative. The organization has worked in conjunction with other groups such as Compassion International, International Justice Mission, and Habitat for Humanity. Jenny's latest album is Love Be the Loudest, released in 2016, and we're so honored to have her with us today. Dear Jenny, welcome to the studio.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, we've done an event before, and we just were kindred spirits, and I just love you to pieces, and I know that you know what it is to walk in the not yet. What advice do you have? First, actually, describe what your not yets are like, and what are some of the questions that come up for you, and how you navigate that?
Oh, man. Do we have that
exactly.
much time? Well, there are a few for me. I think one of the ones that would probably be obvious to most people is that I am totally blind, so lost my sight at the age of 3. And so for the most part, that's probably a bigger deal to other people, more of a bigger deal to other people than it is to me because I'm used to it. But there are things like, you know, finding things sometimes that you've misplaced in the house or driving, you know, there's that whole driving thing.
There's that.
Yeah. Mm. So there are different moments during the day when I'm always just saying, I'm just crying out to the Lord saying, okay, Lord, I need you to help me find this, or I, you know, how am I going to coordinate all the rides that I need to take today, or just simple things like that. But then, you know, there are bigger questions too, just longing to know him better and longing to experience true worship more often. And I don't know, just thinking about those things also, being a person who is single and would love to be married, that's definitely a moment of, you know, just longing and waiting for something, but also having the beautiful thing about having faith is that we have hope in our moments of waiting. We have hope in the not yet. So that is what I cling to.
Wow. Thank you for just even sharing that. What do you do for yourself when, you know, there's times when in the not yet where it gets long and it just is hard. And there's times where there's faith and there's hope and you've got something in your battery to keep going. But other times it feels like, you know, I'm 10 minutes away from going in the ditch of despair. What do you do when you're there?
The ditch of despair. I like that.
Thank you very much.
You know, there are a few things. One is I reach out to friends who I know are going to encourage me and show me God's love and that it will radiate through them. And also, you know, I cry out in prayer. You know, one of my favorite things that I have learned from the Psalms is that, you know, the psalmists are very fearless about pouring out their hearts to God. Whatever kind of day they're having, they just tell him all about it. But then, you know, rarely do they walk away from the psalm and leave it on a dark note. And rarely do they walk away from a psalm just leaving God with this long request list of, please fix it. But for the most part, they preach truth to their hearts. And so I find that I have to do that. And, you know, one of my favorite places where this happens is like Psalm 42 and 43. And the psalmist is having a really hard season and he pours all that out to God. But then he keeps saying to his own soul, why are you downcast? Why are you sad, oh my soul? Why are you so disturbed within me? And then he says, I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. It's almost like he's saying, I'm going to keep declaring what my mind knows is true. And then eventually my heart is going to praise. It's going to catch up. And I think it's Eugene Peterson that says, prayer pursued far enough always ends in praise. And I love that thought.
Wow, that's fantastic. And once again, declaring the truth as it's written, it does something in your mind. It drops into your heart. Mm-hmm. And then I think you catch it in your soul. But I feel like if we're not willing to kind of put the flag in the ground, we will be tossed to and fro by our emotions all day long, won't we?
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely.
Boy, that's so good. When you wrote the song, If You Want Me To, that's one so many people know you by. What was the backstory there?
You know, it's one of those songs that in every season means something different to me because it's about surrender. And, you know, we all know what it is to struggle to surrender to God and to the, you know, the mysteries that we can't see. But at the time that I wrote it, it was about searching for a job after graduating from college with a teaching degree and thinking that I was going to be a high school music teacher. And I would interview with different school administrators. And, you know, it seemed like they were really excited to have me in until I met them and they realized I couldn't see. And they were, you know, pretty overwhelmed and maybe even terrified by the idea of a blind person managing a classroom. But it happens all over the country. I mean, blind people teach all the time. But at first I remember just thinking, wow, God is just, you know, he's challenging me, but I know he's going to be there with me. But, you know, 4, 5, 6 months into this process of looking for a job, I was just going, okay, God, what are you doing? You know, did I major in the wrong thing? Did I not listen to you? And it was a season where I felt very alone, very confused about the future. And I feel like God brought me to a desert, to a very broken place where all I could do was to surrender and say, I really don't know what the next step is. And I certainly don't know what's around the corner. So I'm going to have to trust. I have no other option, you know, well, either to be super discouraged or to trust, Lord, that you have bigger plans for my future and for a hope and that I can rest in those. And so that was really as I learned to surrender, as I learned that I would not maybe be able to know what was ahead for me. That was when peace came, and that was what inspired the song.
So let's listen, if we can, to the song, If You Want Me To. You may know this one well, and if not, either way, just sit back and listen in, because we all go through the not yet. We all walk through the valley of the not yet, but God is with us in that place.
just because you love me the way that you do. I'm gonna walk through the valley if you want me to. Cause I'm not who I was when I took my first step, and I'm clinging to the promise you're not through with me yet. So if all of these trials bring me closer to you, then I will go through fire if you want me to.
Love that song by Ginny Owens. We happen to have her in studio with us today. We're going to pause here. It's Talk to Me Thursday. The question is, what are you doing in the not yet? How are you keeping perspective? Or maybe you don't know, and Ginny and I can stand with you and pray with you. Phone lines are open, 877-933-2484. It's a toll-free call, 877-933-2484. I see some calls coming in. We'll be back in a moment. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. It's Talk to Me Thursday. This is the time we normally don't book a guest because you're the guest and we pitch a question to you. Questions in the past have been, what are you afraid of? What does your self-talk sound like? Well, today's question is a little bit different, but what do you do in the not yet season? How do you keep the faith? How do you keep perspective? And if you don't have an answer, but you're in the not yet season, maybe you just need a word of encouragement. We'll take your call as well. But if you've learned something that works for you, call in as well, because somebody needs to hear what you have to say. I do have my friend Ginny Owens in studio, and together we're taking your calls. She's sort of co-hosting with me today, 877-933-2484. We've got anonymous friend checking in from Minneapolis. How do you walk through the not yet season, or is it, do you need encouragement today?
Hi, Susie. I'm so happy to speak with you today. Thanks for taking my call.
Glad to have you. So where are you at right now in your life?
I'm currently trying to get a job. It seems almost like a never-ending cycle of, you know, like an almost there type of situation. You're right about to have that job. It seems like I'm always getting contract jobs, and I've been praying to God for more permanent type of job and just to have a settled life. And in the past, I've always just, you know, looked up to Jesus. And he always gave me the word in that season. And something would come up, but it never really got, there was nothing really permanent. And I find myself in that situation again. And I've just been so frustrated. And in fact, at one point, I think I refused to even console myself. I just didn't want to have it anymore because I was just really up to there. But even through it all, even in times when I felt like I couldn't pray, all of a sudden, someone I maybe hadn't talked to in maybe several weeks would call and say, hey, I'm just thinking about you. Is everything okay? I just have this nudge to call you. And they would pray for me. So in those moments, I just feel like God is even interjecting and saying, you know what, no matter what's happening, I really love you.
Yeah.
So that happened something yesterday, but mostly what I decided to do yesterday when I was in my woe is me moment, I just asked God to help me. And all of a sudden, one of my friends called me and said, you know, he needs a lot of help. He just had a baby, now got good, wonderful news. Instead of wallowing also in pain because I don't have a child or not yet married either, I was so happy that it was a moment to get out from my own situation and see how I could help other people. And I noticed my face was beginning to shine. I was very happy that I could do this. So I think what I'm learning from this is thinking about life is not just about me. It's also about other people too. And so that's how, at least since yesterday, that's how I was able to come out from, you know, the depressive moment that I was in yesterday. And I woke up this morning feeling very refreshed and supernaturally increased in zeal and fervor. So I don't know what God did, but...
Love that. That's amazing. I'm gonna pause here. And Sarah from Otsego, we're going to get to you in a moment. But just want to, Jenny, just speak to this anonymous dear friend, is that you think about when we call out to God for perspective, there's times where he has someone text or call. Mm-hmm. But other times he brings perspective by inviting us into the sufferings of others. I mean, that is just how he works, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And he shows us that the world it is much bigger than the challenges that we're facing. Yeah. But what's beautiful about it, too, is, you know, you see in your friend that she had some challenges that she could use your help with yesterday. So it's like God is also showing you, you know, we are all in need. We are all in need of each other. We're all in need of his love.
And in this together. Thank you for that call. Sarah's checking in from Otsego, 877-933-2484. Hey, Sarah, you're on the air with Jenny.
Hi, thank you so much. What a privilege to talk to you guys.
Love having you as well.
Yes.
So what has gotten you through the not yet season?
You know, it's funny. I turned on the radio because the song, If You Want Me To, actually got me through just some difficult times. And when I turned on the radio today and I heard Gideon, I thought, oh, my gosh, that's hilarious. Because there were just times when I just remember singing that song and just kind of crying out to God and thinking, wow, this song says it so well, and it's so true. If we want to follow him, sometimes we need to walk through those times, and we need to trust him in that.
Isn't that amazing, Sarah, when you think about it? The question is, how do you get through the not yets? One of the ways you got through the not yets is through a Jenny Owens song, and you turn on and you hear the song, and voila, here's Jenny. So sometimes things just
crazy
work out.
That's right.
Well, thank you, Jenny, for your song and just for your ministry. And it's just God has really gifted you, and I'm so grateful you have blessed us and many others. But I'm also wondering if there is any way, I can't believe you're here in Minneapolis. Is there any place to see you while you're here?
Yes, actually. Yeah, if you go on my website, jennyowens.com, you can find out all the places we'll be in the next 8 days or something like that. So, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you, Sarah. God bless you for that call. 877-933-2484. It's Talk to Me Thursday, and the question is, what are you doing the not yet? How do you keep the faith? How do you keep perspective? Because what you've learned will actually help somebody else. But if you're kind of like, I don't know, and I'm kind of despairing, we want to hear from you as well so we can pray with you. Lori's checking in from St. Paul. Hey, Lori, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie. Hi. I don't know the other lady's name.
Jenny. Jenny Owens.
Excuse me, Jenny, yes.
Hi, Lori.
Sorry. About when you were looking for teaching, and I too was looking for work for a long time and couldn't find it. And I know how frustrating it is.
Oh, yes.
But of course, we just have to depend on the Lord and keep going step by step, and it's so important. My question is that I've been had a relationship with a man now who's a little older than me, and it's been going on for about 4 months. And I really care for him. I like him. He has some kind of handicap problems, and I'm just kind of concerned because I hope the relationship will continue and maybe, you know, even go into more serious. And Christ is in the center of our lives, you know, and that's very important to both of us. But the first 2 months, he really talked about marriage and was very serious. And now he's kind of cooled off a little bit. And it, like I said, it's been 4 months. And I do keep Christ in the center, and I just come to him every day. But I'm getting a little frustrated, you know, not knowing which way the relationship is going. And like I said, he's a very nice Christian man, and I really admire him. And, you know, I just kind of have wondering what's going to happen.
You have thoughts, Jenny?
Oh, wow. Oh, man. This is such a tough one. I have to say I've been in this place a few times. You know, I think we definitely can pray for you about this, but I also think, you know, keeping Christ in the center, gosh, is really about coming to him every day and just saying, you know, show me, Lord, what to do next. Show me what my very next step is. And I don't know, and really relying on him, you know, and asking him to work out the situation. Gosh, it's so hard. I think, you know, sometimes we can also learn something about communicating. You know, maybe there's some deeper things to be communicated about with your significant other, you know, to talk about mm-hmm. the future. But I would just really encourage you, and we'll pray for you as well, that you'll just as you talk to God about this every day, that you will, that you'll hear what he wants you to do.
Yeah.
And I would also encourage you, you know, as you keep him in the center, you know, to talk to him about all of life. I mean, because for now, he's your husband. I know that sounds kind of cliche and cheesy, but I feel like when I have finally come back to that place where I go, okay, for now, Lord, you are what I have. You are mine. You are all I have. There's not an earthly husband. And so let me keep putting my trust in you. Because even if you guys do get married, then you still will obviously want Jesus to be in that position of being your ultimate lover of your soul. So let's just say a prayer for you really quick. Lord, I pray for Lori. I pray for peace for her heart. I pray for clarity for moving forward. Lord, if there's some truth that she needs to speak to her significant other, Lord, that you would reveal that to her. But also, Lord, that you would give her the strength to stand with you and to hear your voice above all others and to hear the beauty mm-hmm. and be captivated by your voice and what you're speaking to her. And let that love pull her so close and so deep. And we ask this in your name. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And Lori, you know, I'm a kind of bold. I remember when Kevin and I, my hubby and I were dating. We weren't dating yet. I think we went on a couple of dates, and he reached out and held my hand, and I said, are you holding my hand because we're boyfriend and girlfriend? And he laughed and said, okay, I guess we got to talk about this. But I just wanted to know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I think, you know, you sit down with a guy and say, you know, it seemed like you were moving towards marriage, and now you seem like you've cooled. Did I miss something? Has something happened? For me, I would just need to know. But I'm more that approach. I'm not good at reading between the lines, so I like it kind of, you know, direct. If you feel like you have, you know, the courage and the conviction to do that, I would say do it. Sit down with them and just have a direct conversation. But I love everything Jenny said about keeping the Lord front and center. So, Lori, thank you for that call. We're going to grab another call before our last break. We've got Chad checking in from Superior, Wisconsin. Hey, Chad, thanks for calling.
Hi.
Hey, what season are you in? And maybe you've got advice for somebody who's in the not yet.
Well, I'm from Superior, Wisconsin.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I feel what I do. I mean, I'm not like a scholar by any means or anything. I'm just a middle-class worker, but I really love the Lord. Now is a season and the trial of my life because I've been married for 18 years. I've only been with one woman my whole life. I'm 40 years old. I'm really proud of that, especially knowing I came from a very dysfunctional family.
Hmm.
And God was not at the forefront. The Lord wasn't. I mean, there was no truth instilled in my upbringing at all. So where I'm at today, I'm thankful for it. I mean, I wish I could have changed a lot of things, like in my marriage, but it's, you know, it's in the Lord's hands, and I go to him every day with that, because as we speak, you know, my wife gave me a divorce paper, and it happened after an affair that she had on my birthday, so it's been a really tough road, but I department. I just choose to look back and, you know, at time, and I refer to it as fuel cell. So when you're in those dry places and those dry moments in life, to just look back and recall the moments where you know unquestionably that it was God alone who carried you through the dry season of life.
Well, Chad,
not that he's a fan.
Yeah. I'm going to pray for you, Chad. We have a break coming up for us here, and I'm so very sorry about what you are walking through right now, but I can hear the faith in your heart, mm-hmm. and I'm so grateful for that. So let's just pause and pray if we can for Chad. Father, I thank you for Chad and your faithfulness to him. And I know in this world we have trouble. We have trials, and this is a big one. And I just pray conviction for his wife, that she would have a change of heart and that she would come to her senses and come back to the marriage and rebuild and restore what's been broken. I just say thank you, God, that you are faithful and that you can take beauty out of ashes. You can make something out of what seems like nothing. And I ask you, God, to take what the enemy has meant for evil and turn this thing for good. Thank you for Chad and for his heart and his faith. And thank you that you're his father and you'll never forsake him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Talking to Jenny Owens, and I'm talking to you because it is Talk to Me Thursday. Jenny Owens is in studio. If we have time, we may play one more of her songs. She's got a new album out as well, and she's going to be performing in some places in the Upper Midwest. So if you want to go see her, check out her website, JennyOwens.com. The question of the day here is, what do you do in the not-yet season? How do you keep the faith? How do you keep on keeping on? I'd love to know. 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. Glad you tuned in. I'm Susie Larson. This is The Promise. It is Talk to Me Thursday. And the question of the day is, what are you doing in the not yet? How do you keep the faith? How do you keep perspective? The song that's playing underneath me is He's God of the Hills and the Valleys, and He will take us through. He'll take us over the mountain. He'll take us through the valley. But those not yet sometimes are hard to keep perspective. If you need a little help with perspective, my friend Jenny Owens is in studio with me today, and we're here to encourage you, to pray for you. If you've learned a lesson in the valley, I would love to hear from you as well, because maybe what you learned is something exactly that someone else needs to hear. 877-933-2484. It's a toll-free call. Sandy's checking in from Minneapolis. Sandy, thanks for tuning in and thanks for joining us. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Absolutely.
And I do, Susie, I listen to you all the time, and you are such a godsend to me. You speak right to me all the time. So I am so thankful for you.
Thank you.
My issue is that it's not that I'm looking for a job, but I've been at the same job for 20 years. I feel like at my age that there's something more out there for me, and I just don't know what it is. We've been praying about it for years for, you know, some kind of direction or guidance as to what to do. And I just feel like I'm just stuck in life, you know, like I feel like there's, I should be so much further along in my maybe career. I guess I don't know if it's a career, but just in general in life. And there's a couple things that I've been working on kind of in the background that's not, you know, necessarily work related to my job, but I want to make sure that it's from God and that I'm not doing it on my own. You know what I'm trying to say? And so I just need prayer for guidance, and I want it to be crystal clear. Like I can't get more direct with God when I pray about it than I have already.
Yeah.
So
okay,
I'm waiting. I've been waiting.
That's really very clear, and I appreciate that. And I just want to say to Aaron from Twin Cities, we're going to get to you in just a minute. But Jenny, you were saying even at the break how important it is in these not yet seasons to be centered on Scripture. And one thing, Sandy, that I've learned is wisdom's path is peace. You know, when the peace of God rules and reigns, that's when we have clarity. And if we've lost peace, that's, I think, the first thing we need to get back to. But say a word, Jenny, if you would, to Sandy about just in this not yet. It's gone for a long time. She just needs clarity because she wants to be in the center of God's will.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I have really been waking up to in the last couple of years is that part of our act of centering ourselves in God's truth is to go discover His truth. It's praying to him. It's asking him for guidance, but it's also training ourselves in what he said, like what he's spoken to his people in the past, what he spoke in the Proverbs. Or, you know, I love how Paul in Philippians, when he's in prison, he says, I've learned the secret of being content no matter what's going on around me. And he says it's holding fast to Christ. It's realizing that Christ is bigger than any circumstance I could possibly face on this planet. But Paul could say that because he was so wrapped in God's truth and who he was and the power that Christ gave him. And so, you know, I would just encourage you to go to your Bible, go to where you can learn scripture and learn truths that will bring you peace and will bring you comfort and encouragement. I know, you know, I've been a Christian for most of my life, and people have said that for years, and it sounds so just sort of like a pat answer. We'll go and study. But truly, the way that we discover so much about God's heart and his wisdom is to go and pursue him through his word. So I would just say that is a beautiful place where you can meet God and encourage you to find your way there.
Thank you. And even to take that even on a deeper level, I so 100% agree, Sandy. But for me, I would say in this last year and a half, taking exactly what Jenny's saying, it's amazing because the battle's been for me, the health thing. But when I started to ask, what does obedience look like so peace can rule and reign? One day, Sandy, it's surrender, you know, to offer yourself up as a living sacrifice. Another day, it's contentment. Can you find contentment in the not yet? Another day, it's a battle day where God is saying, take up your shield and raise it up and do not put up with that stuff that the enemy's shooting at you. And so, Sandy, I just feel like as you continue to apply, as you continue to pray, as you continue to sow seeds, ask him what obedience looks like, and then you're putting the word to work, you know? Today's a surrender day. Today's a shield day. Today is a stand and fight day. And God will lead you to that place of peace, and you will, in due time, see a breakthrough. Thank you for that call, dear Sandy. Aaron's checking in from the Twin Cities. Hey, Aaron, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie.
Hey.
And hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Hi. Well, I'm not necessarily I think we're always in a place of waiting for something, aren't
we?
Yeah,
indeed.
You know, you ask for some things that kind of carry us through those. And I've definitely been in those seasons. Jenny, you mentioned, you know, that desire for a spouse. And I was in that place for many years, didn't get married till late 30s. And, you know, some things that God really brought me through in those seasons is come to realize that even more than what I'm waiting for, what I need is him, and what I need is his presence. And Proverbs 3:5-6 is one of those verses that I cling to, and I love Eugene Peterson's version of it and the Message. It says, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't try to figure it out on your own. Listen for his voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. And isn't that great? And there's just so much. There's so much freedom in that, because I know when I'm in that waiting place, there's so many times where I try to take it into my own hands and try to make it happen myself. And there's such freedom in being able to say, if I just focus on listening to his voice, he's going to show me what I need to do when I need to do it. So that was really helpful. Also, even just the gift of lament was really helpful too. Michael Card does this amazing teaching on lament. And, you know, I remember one of the Psalms he talks through is Psalm 73. And it's, you know, it's looking at the wicked and looking how they're prospering and going, why do they, you know, what in the world, why are they prospering? And I'm trying to be faithful. Nothing's going right. But then the psalmist comes around and says, whom am I in heaven but you? And on earth there is nothing I desire but besides you. My heart and my flesh may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. And I think God uses those seasons of waiting, those seasons of wanting, to bring us to that realization that more than anything, what we need is his presence. And that is always promised to be there for us. We may not always feel it, but he is always with us. So I hope that's an encouragement to someone today. I just felt like I should call and share that.
First of all, Aaron, you've got the sweetest spirit in the world, and you articulate that so well. So we are so grateful for that call. Did you want to add anything, Jenny?
No, that was beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for that word.
I'm better for it.
Yes,
thank you so
absolutely.
Much, Aaron. Bless you. Have a great day. We're going to grab one last call before this show wraps up. We've got Bruce on the line. Hey, Bruce, thanks for waiting, and you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. You know, I've been through some good times in life, and I've been through some hard, quiet times, and the most recent one, God was able to minister to my heart in a special way. And I was crying out to the Lord and saying, God, what am I supposed to do with these hard things? These losses, these pains, these sorrows and difficulties. And God spoke to my heart and said to me, when I give you a gift, you see me through the gift. But when the gifts are taken away, you can see me face to face.
Wow.
And that told me that it's my opportunity to seek the Lord. And instead of just finding his hand, find his heart.
Yeah. You know, Bruce, I've said for years that any gift from his hand pales in comparison to the treasure of knowing his heart. I mean, he's such a good father that he does give us good gifts, but you're so right. In those times of the not yet, it's especially a time, isn't it, to know him more intimately, and he's the best gift of all, isn't he?
It is. I
hear the brokenheartedness in you, it seems. I may be reading that wrong, but it sounds like you really are still in the not yet, but you are putting your flag in the ground and declaring God's faithfulness. And I wonder if I could just pause and say a prayer blessing for you. Could I do that?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Jesus, thank you for Bruce, this dear brother. And I thank you that he's a man who loves you. And thank you, Father, that you're someone who loves him and will never forsake him. I pray that he's seeking your face beyond what he gets from your hand, that he's seeking your face, that he would find you in a profound and fresh new way, that you'd give him glimpses of glory, of your nature, of your character, of your heart for him. Lord, we thank you for Bruce, and we thank you that you're not finished yet, and there are answers coming, and you're the greatest gift, and we already have you. We love you, Lord, and we say thank you in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bruce. Good to talk with you. And Jenny, so good to have you. And as I'm thinking about, we're getting ready to wrap and pray, you know, the passage from 1 Peter, after you've suffered a little while, God himself will restore, support, and strengthen you. Mm-hmm. And he'll put you in a solid place. He'll place your feet on a firm foundation. Mm-hmm. It's time to pray. I'm wondering if you'd pray for that person who needs to know that there's an appointed end to their season of suffering. Would you pray for that person?
Mm-hmm. Lord, thank you that you are the God of the past, the present, and eternity. And Lord, thank you that you give us hope, that because you have walked through the ultimate fire, we can have hope in this life. We can have hope in this moment, and we can have hope for eternity. Lord, I pray that you will speak peace. You will speak life to those who are listening right now, that you would speak your truth to them and your comfort, Lord. They would feel you holding them, guiding them with your Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for that day when we will see you face to face. In your name, amen.
Amen. Jenny Owens, I just love you. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, love you too. Thanks for having me.
What a sweet time. You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In just a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's program up on our website at myfaithradio.com. I want you to remember this. The Lord wants you to last long and finish strong. He is the one who'll keep you strong to the end. Walk with him, talk with him, trust him, obey him. You'll be glad you did. We'll meet you back here next time.